Following peace with the Persians and the suppression of the Nika revolt, Justinian was finally able to turn his attentions westward, to reunite the lost Roman lands in the west with the remnants of the empire in the east. The Vandals were a nomadic group who had migrated southwestward into Spain during the 5th century. Under their king Gaiseric, they migrated again into North Africa around 428 AD, taking it from the Western Roman Empire, and established their capital at the city of Carthage. The importance of the city of Carthage to the Vandal kingdom can be seen on their coins. The coin on the right by Carthage may look like it has a scarecrow on it, but this is in fact a depiction of the personification of Carthage. She holds two sheaves of wheat in her hands, representing the area's agricultural fertility. Despite modern connotations of the term Vandal, the historical Vandals actually maintained and improved Roman buildings, decorations, and infrastructure, and even had noted poets such as Luxorius, Draconius, and Fortunatus, who wrote in Latin for the kings and other elites. The continuation of the image of Carthage as a woman bearing wheat is just another example of this continuity. Like the Sasanians, the Vandals suffered from succession problems. In 530, the Vandal king Hilderic, who is depicted on the silver coin to the left, was deposed by his cousin Gelimer, whose monogram is on the coin at the centre. Hilderic was not just a Vandal king, but a grandson of the Western Roman Emperor Valentinian III too. Moreover, Hilderic had converted from Arian Christianity, favoured by the Vandals, to Chalcedonian Christianity, favoured by the East Romans. The deposition and imprisonment of Hilderic provided Justinian with a pretext for war. Procopius describes how Justinian first requested the release of Hilderic and his companions. Then, when he was refused, and Gelimer had Hilderic and his general Hoama blinded, wrote,
"We indeed supposed that you would never go contrary to our advice when we wrote you the former letter. But since it pleases you to have secured possession of the royal power in the manner in which you have taken and now hold it, get from it whatever heaven grants. But if you send to us Hilderic and Hoama, whom you have blinded, and also his brother, to receive what comfort they can, those who have been robbed of a kingdom or of sight, for we shall not let the matter rest if you do not do this. And I speak thus because we are led by the hope which I had based on our friendship. And the treaty with Gaiseric will not stand as an obstacle for us. For it is not to make war upon him who has succeeded to the kingdom of Gaiseric that we come, but to avenge Gaiseric with all of our power."
The war was concluded swiftly. Gelimer was captured, the Romans retook the wealthy lands of North Africa, and the general Belisarius received a Roman military triumph in honour of his victory, making him the last man, who was not also an emperor, ever to receive one.